the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to start to warm up over the next few days. For tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool as last night. The overnight low temperature drops to about 60, 61. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day with a high in the middle 80s. I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area. The rain chances are about 20% or less. Then Friday and Saturday, high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. A little more humidity creeps in, starts to feel more like summertime. Not much change Sunday. Sunday's high 89. Can't rule out an isolated storm towards Sunday evening. And then some spotty storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey! What are you trying to do? You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said, I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick, that's why I'm not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No!
I said stand up!
I let go of my hair, man!
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking! you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
Well, what are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert? Why are you snotty? Shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do? Tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you. Ow! Oh, oh, hey, is that tickle, man. Huh? Oh, come on, let's tickle. Come on, laugh it up, funny boy.
No more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Comes now Happy Hour with Greg Budell, and here commands caller number 9 to call right now with the Baumhauer's winning word of the day or suffer appropriate sanctions for contempt.
272-9228.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Hey, Dana Dog, Jack and Tomlinson will be joining us this afternoon on Happy Hour. And Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Let's get the winning word in at 272-9228. I'm Greg, and young Joey will be answering the phone.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Well, look at this. Glad to see the board light up right away. I always wonder, in the transition between the Dan Moore show and this one, if some people get lost. You are caller 1. Thanks for trying.
Oh, yeah.
You're caller 2. Call right back. Caller 3. Try again immediately. Caller 4. Give it another go. You can still get in. Caller 5. Thanks for trying. Here's caller 6. Thank you. Caller 7. We appreciate the effort. You, sadly, are caller 8. And who's this?
This is William B. What's up?
William B.
Whoa.
Well, you wouldn't be calling that to participate in a contest on a show that features people primarily interested in amusing themselves, would you?
I just might.
Well, what was that word that I'm looking for today, sir?
I could be wrong, but I believe it's Brazilian.
You just won $1 billion worth of great food at Baumhauer's. Actually, that's lunch for two.
Well, that's worth a Brazilian, right?
Yes. Their currency has been greatly devalued. It takes a lot of their money to buy lunch at Baumhauer's. So that's redeemable at the Boulevard location where we will gather tonight. You can come by and pick and wave it around and make people envious. Or you can also use it downtown at 201 Union in the RSA building there.
That is very cool. I've been trying this for a long time. I was caller 3, by the way, today.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it does work, call back.
Yeah, no, I tell people that all the time, and many of our winners win exactly that way.
Well, that is really cool. I don't think I'm going to make it tonight. How long do I have to pick that up?
14 days.
14 minutes.
14 minutes?
Days.
Minutes, days, whatever. It all runs together. And that you do redeem that at Baumhauer's, correct?
Well, you got to pick it up here.
Pick the certificate up here.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you all this after when I talk to you off air.
Yeah, he gives you all the legal stuff.
I'm shutting up now.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hang on, and young Joey will talk to you. Hey, let's see. Hang on. Today is basically my tax day. I have a few loose ends I got to tie up. But I owe my profound thanks to Steve Duro for once again doing a slam dunk great job. And we'll have him back. Because there's some interesting things about taxes this year that make it greatly different from filing in previous years. So when things let up a little bit, when he's done with all the extensions he has to file, we'll have him in to talk about some of that stuff. In the meantime...
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
This electrifying story is not a story. The reason it's not a story is the media is willfully ignoring the anti-Semitism that is taking place openly in this country. Yesterday, when David Blackman joined us, I said, well, we were going to have Rashida Tlaib on, but she wanted to watch Schindler's List so she could have a calming moment. We have an actual congressperson making a statement that, yeah, the Holocaust gives me a calming feeling for all this, rewriting history completely. And it's the Democratic Party. It's the Democratic Party that's embracing this. And I think it's going to hurt them in the 2020 elections. It has to. But what I've got here is a video clip. This is recent. Pro-Palestinian activists disrupting a New York City council meeting to protest council members' planned trip to Israel. And they were shouting and disruptive and putting their Palestinian flag over the side of the railing. And one of the council members finally had enough. And it's really a powerful statement. And you'll hear some of the... That sounds like a very peaceful, well-organized group, doesn't it? This is David Greenfield.
I've waited my turn here. I've followed protocol in the New York City Council and haven't spoken out because I respect this chamber. I have to tell you, you know, I'm still shaken to my core. I'm upset. I'm angry. But I'll tell you honestly, I'm actually somewhat pleased at what we saw here today. If you're wondering why I'm saying that is because for the last few weeks, we've heard from people who said, oh, we don't dislike Jews. We only dislike the state of Israel. We have no problem with you. We simply don't want you to go to Israel. But we know that's not really at the core of what they were saying, and today they proved it. While we were discussing a resolution regarding the murder of 1.1 million human beings, I will point out that 90% of whom were Jewish, but the other 10% were political dissidents. They were Jehovah's Witnesses. They were gays. Those were the people who were being killed together in Auschwitz-Birkenau. While we were discussing that, they had the nerve, the chutzpah, the temerity to unfurl a Palestinian flag and to yell at us while we were discussing that. And so the reason I'm pleased is because we can stop pretending that this is about Israel when the reality is that every Middle Eastern country that is in existence today is not democratic and persecutes people of other faiths and persecutes gays and persecutes people who disagree with them and persecutes people on Twitter and persecutes women who drive, except for one country, which is the state of Israel. And so what you saw here today was naked, blind anti-Semitism. That's what you saw, and that's what you watched, and that's what you witnessed. People who are upset for one reason. Do you want to know why they're angry? Do you want to know why they're unfurling that flag today? Because Hitler did not finish the job. He only wiped out half of my family. And only by the grace of God is the other half, me, the grandchild, still alive today. That's why those people are upset. Shame on them. Shame on them for hating Jews. Shame on them for hating people. Shame on them for disrespecting the most diverse, democratically elected body in the United States of America. And that's why we go to Israel. We go to Israel to make a message that is clear that we will not be cowed by this fear and by this hatred that we have, where these are people who would celebrate the death of Jews rather than mourn the death of innocents. I am embarrassed at what happened here today. But I am pleased that we finally see what this is all about. Good old-fashioned anti-Semitism. Thank you.
Councilmember Mealy.
It's pretty powerful stuff. And I don't know if that council person is a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a figure in New York City, probably a Democrat. Wake up, folks. Wake up. Because the Democratic Party is embracing these characters. Or maybe they're just too afraid to call them out and censure them. Like we just witnessed not long ago in the House where after Ilhan Omar and the other one, you know, and then, of course, AOC joins in, whatever the latest radical statement is, you know, to support, they didn't hold them accountable individually for their comments. They pass a resolution condemning all hate speech? Basically, this show is 3 hours of hate speech as it's defined by Facebook and the social media giants. This is what's going on in the United States. This is crazy. If we keep going in this direction, we'll be like England, where I could go to jail for a Facebook post that the local Facebook monitor didn't like. They're doing that in England. That is not free speech. Free speech covers everybody. And honestly, I have no clue as to how you solve the problem of the censorship that's going on Facebook. They are shutting down people like Michelle Malkin and everybody else who speaks up again. You know, and here's the irony in all this. Zuckerberg, who would never, I mean, he, as far as I know, Farrakhan, who's as anti-Semitic as anybody in the country, that, you know, with the hateful stuff he said, they would never take his page down. But if somebody were critical of him, that could be defined as hate speech. And the irony there is, I think Facebook ultimately will be underwriting their own demise unless they get back to the idea that, hey, you know, it's like Steve Hughes says in that offended clip. Offended. Well, so what? Nothing happens. You, as an individual, have the power to decide how deeply that affects you. You know, if you want to let it ruin your day, you need to see a therapist to learn how to regain that power. It's not up to Mark Zuckerberg or the government or anybody else to decide what's offensive and what's not and how that should be treated. It's a very much an individual issue. And we're watching it being snatched out of existence right before our very eyes. And we can't let that happen. Billy.
What's going on, Greg?
I had to play that clip. I want to have some fun this afternoon, but and I want to thank my friend Lou Nyman for sending me that.
Yeah.
Because people need to start speaking out against this crap.
Well, and Greg, and I even commented on this probably 6 months ago. You are an endangered species. Your entire radio show, the gentleman that's going to follow behind you, the entire talk radio business is an endangered species. And the people that get out and tell the truth, people like yourself, people like Dan Morris, that tell the truth to us here in this Tri-County area. Because it's been got to the point now, probably 80% of us really don't watch the news. We don't watch NBC. We don't watch fake news no more.
No.
We don't believe nothing. So how do we get the truth? We get it from people like you. We get it from Dan Morris. And I promise you, y'all are an endangered species. You watch. I don't know how they'll be able to do it, but you're going to see the FCC come down somehow, and they're going to make it where you won't be able to get and talk and say what you're saying 5 years from now. I can promise you that.
If the Democrats get control, full control of the House and the White House, you bet.
It's coming.
We need Donald Trump in there, man.
Well, and he's going to get reelected. I can promise you that, because there are some Democrats out there, believe it or not, that actually do have a little sense to them, and they're starting to come over. And a lot of them are an African-American.
Yes, that's correct. You're seeing an exodus from traditionally Democratic Party groups who are waking up to the fact that they've done nothing for them.
Exactly right. For the past 60 years, they've done nothing for them, except ponder to them every 4 years while their communities go down the hole, their education system goes down.
Yeah, name me a major American city run by a Democrat that doesn't have major issues.
Exactly right. But Mark my words, Greg, you're an endangered species. But keep up the good work. Keep telling the truth, regardless of what they try to do to stop you. I don't even look at anything on Facebook no more. So Mark Zuckerberg can do whatever he wants to do.
I got to run. I appreciate your calling your thoughts. And God only knows if they ever pass a law against good-looking people, I'm done. We have Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We are here.
Good. Beautiful day.
It is. And maybe the last really nice day that starts out cool, doesn't get too hot, that we might see until about 6 games into the football season.
Yeah. Till like the end of November.
We're going to take our first break in the hour here at 3:22. Our buddy Terry Adams, you know him, well, he was clearing the air here, 7:30 to 9, weeknight, 6 to 9 on Saturday, but he's also the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, and at Adams Motorsports this month, Polaris continues to offer their incredible product line as low as 3.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Spring Sales Event. This is the best off-road vehicle made right here in Alabama. And during the spring sales events, rebates go as high as $1,500. And as I said, financing as low as 3.99. Now, you don't have to have an 850 credit score to get that low interest rate, because this is Polaris money that's financing your purchase. So you can live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR, tackle anything from mountains to mudholes on a Sportsman ATV, and get more done with a hard-working Ranger. Or take on any task or trail in a versatile Polaris General. This is the spring sales event. It's happening now at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. You can get your credit up started and browse the inventory at adamsmotorsports.com.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari, and if you haven't seen Paradise Hotel, Fox's new hit dating competition, you are missing a total disaster piece. Sexy singles are trying to get some action without getting the axe, because the last couple standing wins a huge cash prize. And tonight, the guys are going to get the power, and you know what that means. Yep. Lip-locking, backstabbing, hair-pulling drama. Don't miss the sexy train wreck that is Paradise Hotel.
Tonight on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more hotline bling across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey.
Bigger games and bigger wins.
Thousands of dollars.
Plus, a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stops for you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the court.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Discover's going further with Miles Rewards than we've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Plus no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use your miles to credit your statement. Get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents crabgrass for up to 4 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68 a bag, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
An alarming trend has emerged, and it's hurting America's children.
My name's Jon Snow.
Parents are naming their children after Game of Thrones characters, and it doesn't stop there.
My name is Obi-Wan Anderson. God, I hate Star Wars.
I feel the same way about Lord of the Rings. My name is Frodo Leibowitz.
I know what you mean. My name is Kirk.
Oh, that's not so bad.
My first name is Captain.
Please, give your children a chance. Just think how she'll feel when your little girl has to write Khaleesi on a job application.
I begged Mommy to change my name, but she said I'll always be her beautiful little Thanos. Please stop this insanity.
Is that why you chose Steven?
I wanted him to have a good, solid, strong American name. Steven Daniel.
That is.
It's a solid Steven with a V, not even a PH.
So I was looking at BuzzFeed or something about parents who had named their kids Khaleesi.
Oh, Lord.
And now it's just a bad idea.
Yeah, it's really
you know?
Bad.
Like, now...
That came back to bite them, didn't it? Well, I don't know why.
No spoilers.
Still haven't watched it.
Yeah, you should wait till a character arc is finished before, say, naming your kid, like, Anakin.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Lord Vader.
In what we do for a living, we see quite a variety of names.
I'll bet you do.
People should really think that through.
I wonder if we have anybody listening that has a name that they
hate.
Yeah. And if you do, feel free to share to process that those feelings with us at 272-9228.
It's kind of like what's happening. It's not as bad as this, but imagine like in the 30s, early 30s, where Hitler is like Times Person of the Year. Like, I'll name my kid Adolf. He's reinvigorating the German spirit.
Did you know that when World War II broke out, there were... 41 Adolf Hitlers in the New York City White
Pages.
Wow.
That's insane. But if you think about it, I actually was looking at this the other day because I was on Facebook and something came up on one of my, you know, blog women that I read about she's pregnant and she's named her like seventh kid and she's not releasing it until after the child's born. But she posted the Social Security Administration where you can go back and look and see what name was popular the year you were born. So I went back to like my grandmother's year and it was interesting to see the names and how different names have become from when like my grandmother was born, even to when my mom was born and then my son was born. It's just interesting to see.
And then Twilight came out and every girl's named Bella.
Yeah, every kid's Bella. But I think Michael has been like a very strong name since the beginning of time. Like,
yeah.
Michael has been the number one boy's name.
He rode the boat ashore.
Forever.
Who else could do that? All right, so that one fell a little flat.
No, that's where it needed to land. It was very effective.
I was thinking Jesus could have done it, and Jesus' name isn't that popular.
Yeah, but who names their kid Jesus? It has Jesus? To be Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, quite a few good baseball players had that the Jesus name.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Lou and
Emmanuel Collins and Yeshua.
Well, who do you know named Yeshua?
Well, plenty of people.
Goodness gracious.
So Alabama today has been the lead story, especially this morning, on Fox, top of the hour news over mm-hmm. this abortion bill. Is Kate Ivey going to sign that?
I assume
so. 6 days, right?
Unless there's
call
some
her little fireman over to.
Is unless there's some crazy wrinkle in the plot.
I think she made a statement earlier today that alluded to the fact that she was probably in support of it, but she hasn't come out, I don't think, with a definite. A definite response.
Well, there's two things that are really popular in the sense that so many are throwing everything they have into preserving the right to terminate life after it's begun.
You mean those people that hired the plane to fly over to say abortion is okay?
Yeah, like that's never okay. That's not an okay.
I don't even think most people who are pro-choice think just abortion is okay. I don't even think most pro-choice people think abortion is fine.
Well, clearly somewhere, whoever bought that plane and ordered that sign does.
Somewhere in celebrity land today, somebody stood up and talked about how proud she was of her abortion.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Jamila.
Who's Jamila?
I don't know. She inserts herself in, like, a lot of different debates. Like,
she asserts herself a lot where she probably shouldn't be.
Is it the good play? I don't know. She's on one of those random, like, B-team NBC or CBS shows. I mean, you know, where you, like, you don't really know.
But you kind of know who she is because she has a name like Jamila.
It's Jamila Jamil, I think. Something close to that.
Speaking of names.
Yes.
Jamila Jamil.
But, yeah, I was talking to my husband about the flag, and we were like, I'm sure that's changed hearts and minds all over Montgomery.
Very effective.
No,
you
for
know?
Folks who don't know, somebody hired a plane to fly around, I guess, the city, and it had a banner that said abortion is okay.
What do you want want to bet that the money to hire that plane came from outside the state?
Well, you know, we could have used that money in a lot of other beneficial ways.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing is, when I was talking to somebody about coming on the show, they were like, you know, you're going to have to address the abortion issue. You know, Greg, Greg's going to raise it. And, you know,
well, I'm kind of looking at it on the legal side.
So I will say, I think the aim, okay, is valid to try to take it to the Supreme Court to have them define what life is. I think that that is valid.
I think that's where it's going.
I think they could have done it in less restrictive ways. I think even if you put the exceptions in there, I think the Supreme Court hears the case. And personally, you know, I don't agree with what they wrote, but I also think it's a state's issue, and these are the people that we elected, and mm-hmm. this is what they said, and.
Can you imagine this making it to the Supreme Court?
It probably will.
And a conservative-leaning bench upholding the law?
I don't know that they would uphold.
Or having to define what life is?
I think that's the point. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that they would uphold it in its current form. I think it's too drastic. I think it's too draconian. It doesn't have any exceptions. I don't know that the Supreme
Court... It
has
a six-week
exception. But I'm talking about, like, rape and incest and, like, you know, if you have a 12-year-old whose uncle gets her pregnant.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have a... And I'm not playing devil's advocate here at all. I'm just throwing this out there that if you have a 12-year-old that's raped by their father or they're raped by a person... I'm just throwing this out there. There are other least restrictive means besides waiting 6 weeks once a heartbeat is able to be detected to have an abortion. I mean, we have the Plan B pill for a reason. That's one least restrictive means. If you have any
inclination. But what are the odds that a 12-year-old's going to say, hey, Mom, guess what happened last night?
But I mean.
And what are the odds that a 12-year-old is going to know what being 6 weeks pregnant is?
And we know those things happen, too.
Right. They do happen. But we're taking something that is such a very small, small, small portion of society, and we're saying, what about this one in, I'm just throwing out, 100,000 chance that this happens to this one 12-year-old who got raped that didn't tell anybody and waited 7 weeks?
But what if you were the one?
I'm just saying, I think that yes, it is very restrictive, but there are other least restrictive means that they could put in place.
But I just think that so many people, 12, 13, 14, a grown adult woman doesn't necessarily know she's pregnant at 6 weeks.
That's what they're avoiding. If you've been raped, then you can take a Plan B pill without even knowing whether or not you're pregnant or not. And it will do the same means to an end instead of waiting 6 weeks and saying, well, maybe I'm pregnant, maybe I'm not pregnant. And then once that fetal heartbeat is detected, then, oh, well, I don't want the baby, so now I'm going to abort it. I mean, I just think that if there's a snowball's chance that you might be pregnant and you don't wish to remain pregnant, there are other least restrictive means that you can take besides that. And I'm just saying, this is not my personal opinion. I'm just wondering, I haven't heard anybody make any arguments about something like that. I've only heard this.
I think you and I just argued about that.
Well, no, because that's not my personal opinion. Like, that's not my personal or professional opinion on abortion. I'm just saying, like, I haven't heard any other arguments on it.
I want to come back to this after the break because I want to approach it from a different angle, this topic.
And it's a Georgia group, by the way. I looked it up. It's a Georgia group that's...
Well, probably the same people that got Stacey Abrams elected governor. You know she won that race.
It is Amplify out of Georgia.
Well, Amplify, why don't you just stay in Georgia and take care of business in your state and stay the hell out of Alabama. And we'll work on our own here. Thank you. Because that's the thing. If you don't like something about your state, you can, if it's not going to change, move. Go somewhere else. We have Jackson on the line at 338 with Dana Dalkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Dalkin Tomlinson in the house, and I better play this quickly.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jackson, what's up?
I could be wrong on the subject, but I just tuned in and I was listening to the whole abortion thing. And I think the way that a Plan B pill works is you've only got 72 hours to use that to keep you from actually, you know, the sperm, you know, getting into the egg and starting that process. I think once the process is started, the Plan B pill doesn't do anything, because all the Plan B pill is a huge amount of normal birth control that you would take. But after that, the only pill that they give you at abortion clinics, you have to take two of them, one in 1 week and one in the second, and it actually forces a miscarriage. But after 3 days, there's really nothing you can do.
Well, the Plan B pill doesn't keep the egg and the sperm from connecting. It keeps the egg and the sperm that have already connected from implanting into the womb. Which is the same thing birth control does. Birth control doesn't keep you from wherever you believe that life begins. Birth control doesn't keep the egg and the sperm from meeting. It keeps your womb from being able to be a viable place for that life to continue to grow.
Okay.
But you're right. There's a very small window of time. And I'm not advocating that that's the only thing. I'm just saying I haven't heard anybody talking about anything, any other solutions, I guess, is what I'm saying, to the issue. Well, instead of it being so restrictive, I haven't heard anything else being mentioned by anybody. It's kind of like most political arguments. Everything is black and white. Yeah. It's one extreme to the other.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it would also be pretty, I think it, going back to 12-year-old me, I mean, obviously I'm a man, I can't get pregnant, but I think if something traumatic like that was to happen to me, a lot of people aren't going to say anything, especially being 12 years old, until, you know, it's too late.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you know, that would be horrible for a little 12-year-old to have a child after she'd been raped by a family member. But that's just my two cents. I'm not a politician.
No, absolutely. Thank you so much for the call.
It's 3:41 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Our thanks for a long-term sponsor, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Folks that take on almost every day somewhere in the southeastern United States because they help people all over the southeastern U.S. A soldier returns home with wounds that are going to take time to heal and possibly a major reconfiguration in the way they have to live their lives. People who were in a car accident, fine and healthy 1 second, and then facing a long period of rehabilitation while they wait in traction in a hospital to go home and start that process. Gulf States Mobility steps into those situations to assess and then begin the process of restoring choices to whatever extent they can. So the one thing that the clients of Gulf States Mobility have in common is the will to do as much for themselves as they possibly can. So the first thing I learned about Gulf States Mobility and the people that rely on them, their clients don't want a big pity party. They just want to do what they can for themselves, and in some instances, that means getting the privilege of driving back, thanks to modern technologies. People who at one time in life could never consider driving a car now safely can drive a car. And Gulf States Mobility is the company that provides these technologies and the actual vehicles with comfortable long-term loan arrangements at their, I call it their house of invention at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. If you have no mobility issues, please visit them on Facebook and like them just to say thanks that I don't have to deal with these things myself. It's 3:43. Myrna, we'll be back to your call. Delkin Tomlinson in the house at 3:43.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your traffic on a busy Wednesday afternoon. The boulevard is pretty packed with traffic. Be careful around the intersections. You're going to slow down around I-85, the Troy Highway, Baptist Hospital, and down around I-65 in the truck stop. We don't see any problems if you're traveling on the interstate this afternoon. Everything's rolling along smooth there. And the 31s also look great this afternoon. Just be careful as you head home from school or work and get home safely. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Eskew. All across the nation, people are pausing to remember the lives of law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. It is National Police Officers Memorial Day. Flags are lowered to half staff. Montgomery, Troy, Greenville, and many other cities across the state are holding services. The Montgomery Bike Club will have their annual Ride of Silence this evening in honor or memory of those injured or killed riding bicycles. The Montgomery Ride of Silence will start downtown at 7 p.m. Some Democrats in the state legislature are gathering today to discuss the possibility of expanding the state's Medicaid program and improve accessibility to quality health care. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey and other elected officials joined Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama in a celebration of the grand opening of the Cylinder Head Machining Plant. It's a $388 million project that created 50 new jobs. And those are your news headlines. I'm Melissa Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to start to warm up over the next few days. For tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool as last night. The overnight low temperature drops to about 60, 61. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day with a high in the middle 80s. I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area. The rain chances are about 20% or less. Then Friday and Saturday, high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. A little more humidity creeps in, starts to feel more like summertime. Not much change Sunday. Sunday's high 89. Can't rule out an isolated storm towards Sunday evening. And then some spotty storms around on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hiring?
Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Dog problems? Pet Partners Pet Fencing can keep your best friend safe at home all the time. Out of the flower beds and off the furniture. Cats, too. Makes having pets easy, huh? Call Pam and Roxanne with Pet Partners Fencing. They have over 25 years of experience in the River Region. They even service your already existing pet fence. No matter what brand, visit PetPartnersDogFence.com or call 365-5678 today. Making pet ownership easier every day. Pet Partners.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All the news is fake.
Fake, fake, fake. Fake, fake, fake. Fake, fake, fake. Read that the Pope shocked the entire nation, endorsing Donald Trump at his inauguration. News can't get any faker, not a real newspaper. It's just disinformation, those crafty Russians making fake news. It's fabricated,
proliferated.
I really hate it, reading fake news. Don't share or send it, don't recommend it. Check it, cause they're telling lies. So darn dishonest,
completely lawless.
Should be abolished,
cause they are liars.
Tasteless and trashy,
headlines are tacky.
Fake news is nasty.
All the news is fake.
Not here. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the house. Goddesses.
I wouldn't go that far. I'll take that clip again.
We're going to talk about something that Dana saw and I had this morning. We talked about it briefly because, like most of these state ranking things, Alabama didn't turn out too well. But Myrna's been waiting for a while to talk to us. So, Myrna, welcome.
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
Okay. I'm enjoying your gifts. Unfortunately, I turned it on kind of late.
You know, it's funny. I was leaving my accountant's office to come here, and he has... Are the two lawyer ladies going to be on this afternoon?
Oh, goodness.
And I said, yes. And he says, I love them.
Oh, yes. They're great. They're very good.
Thank you.
The subject about the old... They used to... I've heard it as the next morning after pill.
Uh-huh.
Is that the same thing? I mean, I think we should all be educated on these things because maybe there's something we don't know when we vote, you know, when they're voting on this. Maybe they're not... relating it to their child who could get raped, or a child that has incest, what to do the next day when after they get checked at the hospital and all that stuff. So I was wondering again what that situation is on that 72 hours. It's not morning after that, right? It's up to 72 hours?
It's the same thing. I think the colloquial term is the morning after pill. But yes, you do have up to 72 hours to take it.
And it's not 100% effective either. I mean, it's still...
Well, better than none.
Right. I think it's like in the high 90s, but it's not a cure-all. I mean,
it could be a cure-all. But what I want to know is you said that the sperm and egg do connect.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't stop that.
No, ma'am. There's no...
Okay,
there's
I think we should all understand it, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's no real absent, you know, artificial birth control such as a male or a female condom or...
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, it was popular, like the sponge, I believe, like those types of contraception.
Yeah, somebody's not prepared to have sex.
Or abstinence. You cannot physically keep the sperm and the egg from meeting in the womb.
Yeah,
you can keep it from implantation.
You can make
your womb not susceptible to implantation, but you can't physically stop...
An egg from connecting.
If the egg's there and the sperm's there and you're good to go, it's going to happen.
I get it, yeah.
I'm not a medical professional, but like I just happen to know that.
Right, well, I think that issue should be, people should aware. It's something to think about which way, you know, I learned something new just now.
Yeah, I think it, you know, like Dana was alluding to, which I think Dana's absolutely correct on, it's where you believe that life begins. And that's what this whole argument is going to end up, you know, colliding at is, do you believe that life begins at conception?
Right.
Or do you believe that life begins somewhere prior to the baby coming out of the womb?
What gets me are people like, excuse me, Marina, the Governor Blackface in Virginia, who is totally okay with that the baby is born and terminating that pregnancy is still on the table. That, I'm sorry, is flat-out murder.
Yeah. Well, I think the idea, though, that 72-hour thing should be, you know, people should understand that more so than we understand about the other issues about being pregnant and we don't want abortion. But what about that young kid who gets raped or has incest with his father? So and so that 72-hour pill is something that's there, and if somebody wants to use it, they can do it, and you know that's all. I don't think people should hide from talking about that. Like one of the women said, it's either one way or the other when they talk about this issue.
You know, I used to have a rule, Myrna, and I got to run because we're close to Fox here. Thanks for the call. That was a topic we never discussed on the show, but it's gone from. Something that produces extreme reactions to, we're living in a society that you have to be concerned when they have such a, there are so many people that have a view of what life is. I mean, the same people that are flying planes around Alabama protesting this law would probably go berserk if they passed a law about terminating dog pregnancies or something, you know. Well, the dogs have rights. That's what gets me. But the governor of New York, governor of Virginia, those states, and they're bragging about it. They lit the frickin' Freedom Tower in pink to celebrate an abortion law. I'm sorry, but that's, I just don't see that.
Well, I want to clarify something because Dana just pointed out there are different types of pills for abortion, and some of them do actually prevent you from ovulating. Is that correct, Dana?
Yeah, that wouldn't be an abortion pill. That would just be a Plan B pill, but there are different forms of Plan B, and some of them do prevent fertilization, and some of them prevent your egg from releasing, and then some of them prevent implantation.
I think it depends on if you have a combination pill with the estrogen and the progesterone. But yeah, so Dana and I by no means are medical professionals, but there are a variety of different things going on. So I don't want to categorize everything into one lump sum.
All right, Papa John, if you're listening, I'd like to hear from you because I have a question about eggs. Farm eggs.
Farm eggs.
Yeah. I saw something and I wasn't sure what it meant, so I want to see if he can answer that, solve that little mystery occurred during the making of a key lime pie. 3:57, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon. Fox News coming up, and then we're back for the the 4 to 5 hour. God. With Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you in the afternoon traffic, and we have a problem for you on Taylor Road. It's in the 1700 block. That is going to be right at Berry Hill Road, just south of the entrance to East Chase. Taylor Road's crowded all the way out to the Atlanta Highway, by the way, so be careful there as well. The interstates look clear. We don't have any problems. Everybody is moving along at a speed limit rider, both on I-85 and I-65, and there's not a lot of trouble on the boulevard other than a lot of folks rolling with you. Just watch yourself at the intersections. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
No, we are going to talk about eggs here for a second. Papa John heard me, and he did call in. Hey, Papa John.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. The eggs that come off your farm are the best and most flavorful eggs on the planet. And I make great omelets and steak and eggs for the gang here, and I put them in key lime pies, and they're awesome. But I found one that had a little hole in the tip of it.
Yeah.
And I wonder, is that an egg that maybe a rooster had a little cock-a-doodle-doo with?